As the train tracks traverse central Texas, we cross a 1,000-mile historic corridor called El Camino Real de los Tejas. This royal road was established to connect a series of Spanish missions and posts along its length from Monclova, Mexico, across present-day Texas, and into now what is northwestern Louisiana. For 300 years, the trail saw priests, soldiers, and supplies move north and south along what had long been Indian trails and trade routes. Later, during the colonial period, settlers heading from Louisiana into Texas would use the same roads. The road's development had irreversible impacts on the native people of Texas and Louisiana. It linked unconnected cultural and linguistic groups and served as an agent for cultural diffusion, biological exchange, and communication. As Spain struggled with France and England to gain control of North America, they built missions and presidios across the region to stake their claims. Journals kept by early travelers contain a wealth of information about the indigenous people they encountered, as well as the landscapes, topography, plants, and animals. The Spaniards assigned place names to rivers, crossing, and campsites, many of which are still in use today. El Camino Real was designated by Congress as a National Historic Trail in 2004. The National Trail System currently consists of 30 trails of varying lengths administered in partnership between federal, state, and local agencies, along with nonprofit trail organizations. Visitors to El Camino Real can travel from Natchitoches, Louisiana, through the Texas piney woods and hill country, and into the arid lands of Old Mexico, enjoying historic cities such as San Antonio, Bastrop, Crockett, Alto, and San Augustine.